Hello, everybody. Sorry about the last session there. We're back. Today is the Friday, June 7th, 11:34 a.m. my time, same as New York. So I wanted to show you what we'll be building upon yesterday's analysis to today. I'll be focusing on Ethereum, Bitcoin, and Litecoin. So did a recent video entitled "What Do I Think of EOS and Ripple for Cryptocurrency Algo Trading?" But that can be found on my YouTube channel at quantlabs.net. Also, just wanted to show you the coin market cap activity over the last few days. Some activity of the markets coming back. So we're just waiting it out. Last 24 hours, Bitcoin's up 3%, Ethereum up 2.28, XRP up 5.17, and 11.68 for Litecoin. So let's get into showing you the charts. So I've generated the charts for 7 days, showed that yesterday in that video I just told you. And what we've got here is in the Fibonacci levels. As I reported, the market did get hit down below the 236 over the 7 day 236 Fibonacci level, and then it's starting to build back to 382. It may get up to 500. Hopefully it can hold, and then we start to see the entries on our 618 and 786. Yesterday I put up a video or a news story on how Fibonacci is important in the natural order of Mother Nature, I guess. And they always highlighted that the 618 combo, as they call it, the golden zone, which it really is. In this case, it's the 1.618 for what I do historically as the entry and how classic it works. So we can expect to see, hopefully, some positive. You can see here we've got some positive momentum over the last 24 hours or since the 7th. This time is usually on the servers remotely, however, Kraken hosts them. But it is, from what I've seen, it's the timing of the servers that are off. But nonetheless, we are seeing some moves here, and we'll keep an eye out for it. But you can see here it's positive momentum. That's a key driver. All right, so I expect this to be a slow build. We can't do anything until we hit the 618 level, as I've said before, because that's where all the excitement is. So 618 in the purple here. All right, so that is Bitcoin. Let's check out Litecoin, what's been going on with that. I haven't actually generated the charts yet. USD. Okay, takes a bit of time here. And then we'll also do the same thing with Ethereum. But as you can see in CoinMarketCap, it did have a 12% move the last 24 hours. Wow, it's really slow this time around. Don't ask me why. Come back for a co after your coffee break. The way it's going. Oh, there we go. Ooh, very good. So let me just load up the Litecoin. And in the background, we shall run the Ethereum as well. So I'll be ready for analysis. So this is again the 7 day view. This is really good. You can see here that classic 618 right through, always hitting the level 100 or level 1 peaking. all the time at that level, in the Fibonacci level of one, and just really came out of nowhere. RSI bouncing around, but still pushed through. It still remains not as strong, but it is still positive. So maybe that might just flatten out for a little while. But definitely a missed opportunity there. That's okay. And the last chart we're going to look at is the Light USD. Oh, no. Sorry. The Ethereum. Okay. You know what? I'll generate the XRP as well, since that had a fairly decent move. But I'll give you my re-opinion. My opinion again of XRP Ripple. Okay, so this is Ethereum, still historically low, no sign of coming back. I could run another report to see if there is any candles being generated or harmonics, but so far I just don't see any breakthrough of the 382 level. So I would kind of hold off, but definitely Bitcoin has its potential to move ahead. And you can see here that the momentum is just barely above zero. So don't expect a lot happening there. Lastly, we are dealing with XRP. Okay, let's just do this for fun. Okay, but you see the differences between Litecoin and Bitcoin. They're not moving as fast, but it is making a break for the 618, so I wouldn't be surprised it will get there. But you can see here that the drops are pretty steep, pretty choppy. Not as choppy as I've seen it before, but it's very unpredictable. But you can see here, running out of momentum. It's between, I don't know the exact distance between the 50 and the 70 with the RSI. One other thing I forgot to mention is the target levels. What I'm going to do is, let's do the target levels for XRP, because that does seem to have entry potential. Yeah, so this is what our entry we're looking for, 0.43. And first leg of profit at 0.443, and then the one level at 0.59. Okay, so those are that. Let's do Litecoin. Okay, so Litecoin, what we're looking for is here. I will predict that it will go into oscillation mode, just like you have here, between the 786 and the 100. Do not be surprised that it will mean revert a little bit between these two levels for, looks like a day. I wouldn't be surprised it will do the same thing between the 786 and the 100 levels. So what we're talking about there are levels of 112.48 at the 786, and then the 100 level is 116.25, so it's going to oscillate between these two levels probably over the next day if it's not doing it already. Lastly, we'll do Bitcoin. No movement there, but what we're looking for, if we are going to start getting to level 500, we are looking at a price of 81.24. Now, I remember a week ago we were talking about 8,500, 9,000. But it's been beaten down. 81.24 entry, if it does happen, at 82.84. And then the first leg of profit take at 80.50.13. And then if it is your peak that you're looking for at the 100 level or one level, just remember that 880380 is your target there. So there you go. Not many people do it, but we've put out those calls, and we'll see what happens over the next few days. But it's sunny here in Toronto, so it might not be until Sunday that you'll get it. Also remind you that we will be doing a webinar come Monday. We have the Raptors, so I'm rearranging my general meetup, local meetup, to the 17th, I believe. So this Monday we'll have a normal online webinar on the topic of the webinar of the pair trading that we've been doing for the last pretty well week, and the results from that, if there are any. But we can talk about anything else behind that. On top of that, not much else to announce. But, one last thing. If you are interested in all this stuff, do pay very, very close attention. Come to the website, quantlabs.net. Very, very important. If you like the charts among Forex, crypto, among trading signals, plus very deep analysis into all this, we have our introductory price of the up and coming new analytics showing you all these techniques, but the charts will be updated every hour. Right now it's only $47 per month. It will be going up to $67 per month. So if you grab the monthly rate of $47, you will be grandfathered into that permanently. So remember that, and that's going to come to an end. If you're not my email list, you won't know about it. Okay, other than that, we shall talk to you later, and have a good day. Thanks for watching, too.